All right, so my second story for today is that, I don't think that was Antoine's second story, is that the patch 1.63 has come out for Cyberpunk. So this is mostly bug fixes. If you're looking for an entirely new Cyberpunk experience, you're going to have to wait for patch 1.7, because in that we're getting all the big changes, such as changes to your tech trees, changes to your character, changes to your how gameplay works, the whole being able to fire a gun while driving and that sort of thing. But 1.3 is getting us closer to Phantom Liberty, but it's not making any major changes. Mostly they're related to quests and certain bugs that would make those quests impossible to complete, such as certain quests where you walk in and apparently B dies upon immediately entering the room, or other things such as dialogue not popping up and that sort of thing. So no major changes here. Probably the biggest changes you're going to see are on PC. They added photo mode. They made it so that stickers are showing up properly in photo mode. They're fixing issues with certain GPUs, that sort of thing. And on Xbox specifically, they changed the number of save slots to 20. I don't know what it was previously, but there's now 20 save slots on the Xbox. So if you won't have more than 20 saves, I'm sorry, you're going to have to start deleting them, which I don't know. I don't know why you would need 20 saves, but hey, I guess some people are hoarders, right? You can also have up to 10 point of no return saves on Xbox as well. So yeah, nothing major, but I saw a lot of people are searching on this because we just got the Phantom Liberty kind of information dump, and then immediately they drop a patch. And so a lot of people are thinking like, oh my God, we can change all these things now. But if you are waiting to jump back in once those changes come in, you're probably not going to see too much of a change on this patch. So just giving people a heads up, basically.
That's very useful, and I know people liked your Phantom Liberty stuff from the last week's episode, so that's really interesting. And yeah, no, still big no for me on the Cyberpunk front until I find out that I don't have to have Keanu Reeves in my head anymore.
Nope, he's always going to be there until Cyberpunk Orion.
Okay. What is Cyberpunk Orion?
The next Cyberpunk project.
Oh.
So it's whatever. So 2077 is this one, and then Cyberpunk Orion is basically Cyberpunk 2.
Cool. Okay. Nice. Antoine, any thoughts?
Oh, it's, as usual, extremely worrying. We are coming up upon a quite huge DLC, and they are still there trying to fix the first game 2 years after release.
Is it 2 years?
Already, almost, huh? Isn't it? Or no, that it, but it's not.
Yeah. Because we remember when we first started this podcast, you and I were debating as to which one of us should play Cyberpunk, and which one of us should play Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yes.
2 years after, they're still fixing bugs, and now they're coming up with the DLC. Very worried. Although I'm not playing it, and I won't be playing it, well, not until V is getting out of your head. So no, and unless you have mods, on computer you have mods, maybe you can remove that. Maybe. But at least until the game is completely stable from start to finish, and maybe in 2 years there'll be a discount including the DLC for free, something like this, then I'll take it.
Sounds like a plan. All right, with the clock running down, let's move on to my story number two. All the time. All right, Middle Age Gamers. Often you guys complain on YouTube, social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok about the lack of innovation in gaming. And today, I have a solution for you. So here are five things you need to know about the Bookwalker Thief of Tales. One of the coolest things in this game, and Adam and Antoine might know better, is this to me seems really cool. You have the power, like a superpower that allows you to journey in between the real world and book worlds. So if you can think of some of the most famous books in like literary history, right, you'll be able to take part in these books, go into the books, accomplish tasks in them. Like in the description of the game, they talk about stealing Thor's hammer. The game also has a really decent story, of course, because it is about a guy, and I guess maybe there's like a French twist to here because the guy's name is Etienne, which I'm sure I'm butchering a French name in English, but yeah, it's supposed to have a decent story. And again, if you're somebody who, I think most of the middle-aged gamers, you guys would have studied some sort of classic literature growing up in high school or in middle school, right? All the things you read, like I guess in English would be like Clockwork Orange or things of that nature, right? Adam's looking in my eyes, I'm like, I don't
read Clockwork Orange in high school? I don't think so.
Why not?
That's a bit inappropriate.
Oh, okay. We read Clockwork Orange in my high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, no. So there are puzzles to solve. And so if you're not into that, you might want to give it a miss. But then there's always YouTube as well. Again, this is, I guess, very different from Always Up in the sense that it is a very low spec game. The recommended GPU, not the minimum GPU, is a GTX 1060, which is like 5-6 years old. So yeah, it's what Adam has. Exactly. The game is the only, this is the only second game from this indie studio. The developer has a cool name, which is called the Do My Best, which I thought was a really cool name. The first game was a game called Final Station, which I played on the Switch, which is also like a really nice, not really easygoing, but not an overly difficult, but like an innovative game in a sense, right? But yeah, Bookwalker, Thief of Tales comes out tomorrow, June 22nd, wherever your time is. It says June 23rd for me, so this will be June 22nd EST. Steam says approximately 1 day and 15 hours as of this moment. If you're not sure about it as well, they do have a demo available, so you can check that out. But this is a game, yeah, I've already bought it. I might actually buy it on the Switch as well, because it is like low spec enough that even 7 years after the Switch released, I think this would run pretty well on a Switch. And yep, keep an eye for it.
So this is kind of like a point and click thing?
This is exactly what I was mentioning. Yeah.
So this is like a third person. Oh my God, what is that game called? I can't think of it. Shadowrun, kind of like Shadowrun, like a third person RPG, which switches between third person and first person as well. So it looks pretty cool. Like, I mean, you see it in the trailer as well. Like, you switch between third person and first person.
Think of the evolution of what we used to have back in the time. What do you say it in English?
Oh my God.
Might of Baphomet? No, you don't know?
No.
Oh, that's the old investigation game, kind of point and click on the PlayStation, which is that was absolutely fantastic, this kind of game. But okay, so some kind of up-to-date mist in less complicated, hopefully.
Hopefully less complicated. All right, let's move on to Antoine's third story.
Yeah, again, this is going to be very quick because I saw, and I don't use Twitter much, but I saw that Nintendo of America dropped a tweet today saying that tomorrow, for you guys would be today, I don't know, there's a Nintendo Direct tomorrow, and it's going to focus on some games. I noticed mainly Pikmin 4 that, oh, of course, the page closed when I was looking at it. Fantastic. But anyway, yeah, they're going to talk about Pikmin 4, which piqued my interest because that's not a game I would play nowadays. But that was the first game that my brother bought when we got our GameCube again 20 years ago. That's a bit of nostalgia. And I didn't really get why, or maybe I just missed it. But it's a 40-minute show and just popping a tweet saying, hey, we do a direct tomorrow. That's something like rare. Or I don't know. Don't you give a bit more notice for this kind of live? Is it just maybe me who missed it? Or in case you missed it like me, tomorrow's a Nintendo Live. We're going to talk about lots of games, and I'm trying to refine my link here. Okay, so then we're talking about, as I said, whatever is going to launch on Switch this year, and it's going to be 40 minutes and mainly Pikmin. So I'm going to talk a bit about Advance Wars, the year 1 and 2 reboot come, which I still didn't get. I really want to. But yeah, basically that's it. So tune in for if you can.
I know this is really cool, and I don't know. I wanted to ask you guys this. I have this feeling lately. I feel like gaming is depressing, but in a sense that I feel like I've gotten to a stage where I have so many games. Every time I see a new game is being released, I get a little bit depressed. I'm like, I'm never going to get a chance to play it because I'm stuck playing Valheim at the moment. And I'm enjoying it, don't get me wrong. But I'm like, oh my God, I really want to play this and this, but I just can't play it because this is the 1 hour allotted time of gaming a day. So I don't know if you guys have seen that. Like, it's, I love that there's so many games, and I think that should never stop. But I think, have we gotten to an age where we're too old to play multiple games? I don't know.
Not necessarily, but 2023 has been very, very heavy on hot release, right? This has been the year where you saw all the combat games, the Street Fighter, Tekken, Mortal Kombat. This is the year where you get Halo 4, you get Final Fantasy 16, you get so many games this year. It's incredible. You will have Starfield, you will have Path of Exile, if you like the Diablo-like. I think this year particularly is extremely heavy in terms of video game. Maybe it's an aftermath of the fact that it was a bit light during COVID time and everybody's finally know, picking the pace and releasing their things. I don't know. But yeah, I'm like you. Right now I'm playing Diablo 4. I think I'm going to play Diablo 4 for the month, because even if the story itself, you can finish it in 2 or 3 weekends, so many dungeons and things to do, or side quests that, yeah, it takes a while. All the while, I have Fugaz that I really want to play because I love the game. I know I'm going to love it, but I can't play until I finish this. And after this, you have this. After this, you have Starfield that you want to play. Starfield is going to take hundreds of hours of my time as well. But yeah, no, you need to start your year with a calendar. January to February, and this. And then this. To a calendar and be very specific on when to look for Independent or Annapurna, since they would really see. So Devolver, Annapurna and Devolver are developers for indie games, and they have a library of indie games, which is great. If you don't know them, seriously, look at the list of games they have. Of course, it's shipping the games, but a lot of them are extremely good. So I recommend. But yeah, no, I agree with you. It's quite packed. Actually, contrary.
What's your feeling about this, Adam?
Of the opposite, but at the same time, the same thing. I don't know. I'm not depressed. Oh, man, all these new games are coming out. It's, oh, man, I got to go to work. Not the games that depress me. It's the fact that I can't play them. And then, and for me specifically, this month's been pretty busy just because we had an extra corporate class that we were teaching, like bank people. So it was like 4 hours a day. It was once a week, but it was like an extra 4 hours in the day. So that took out my Tuesdays entirely. So I couldn't game on Tuesdays. And then looking into the horizon, I see summer classes coming up and one of our teachers is going to be on vacation, which means that I'm going to have to work mornings 4 days a week. Wednesday is going to be my only day that I don't. So I'm not going to be able to stream anymore. It's just going to be like from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. work. And so that's what depresses me, is I'm like, it's not that all these games are coming out. I just have so many other things that I need to do that I can't play these games. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to get to them, and it's just, okay. But then I see, oh, I have to do this, and I have to do this. And it's not the games that depress me. It's all the other things that take up my time that I can't play games that depresses me.
We need to get monetized and get Adam to work full-time on the channel.
That's right, yeah. No, yeah, then I could just, yeah, play 4 hours and then put something together for the next 4 hours. And that would be my 8-hour day. And then I could play 4 hours on my own. This is why I don't watch TV anymore, though, because I'm just, yes, like, it's one of those things where it's like, at the end of the day, it's okay, you have a choice. You can, I'm a huge anime guy, but I haven't watched, the last anime I watched was Edgerunners. And before that, I don't remember what the last thing I watched was, just because it's one of those things where it's okay, I have an hour. What am I going to do? Am I going to catch up on a couple episodes of Beastars, or am I going to do some dailies in Final Fantasy 14? Okay, I'll just do the dailies. I end up playing games. But then that means that basically I've had to sacrifice TV almost entirely.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. And you guys can see Adam is super busy and tired at the same time. So please be thankful to him for doing all this wonderful production work behind the scenes. And with that, let's move on to Adam's second story.
So for my third story was I played the Final Fantasy 16 tech demo. Not demo, just tech demo, just demo. So they had the demo out. It is the first two, I guess they're called chapters. It comes up with a title card. It doesn't officially say chapter one, chapter two, but there's like a title card and it has a whatever. So I played it. I will say, I don't think Antoine would enjoy it, but
no.
That is because the gameplay is so different. Story-wise, I think he'd actually really enjoy it, but the gameplay is very different. So after playing this, I will say I do prefer Final Fantasy VII Remake's gameplay over the gameplay here. When I was playing it, it felt like I was playing Nier. The controls are very similar to Nier. You have your attack, you have your spells, you have all that sort of thing. Basically, what you have is your basic buttons. You have attack, magic, which is just a ranged attack, basically. And then you have your, whatever your icons, iconic ability, I guess you would call it, and jump. And then if you hit R2, then it brings up, basically it's a wheel where it brings up new abilities that you can use. And those are all going to change depending on which icon you have. So if you have Ifrit or if you have Phoenix, you're going to have fire spells or access to fire magic. If you have Odin, you're going to have other stuff. If you have Garuda, you're going to have other stuff. So that's how all your magic is done now. Everything's done in real time. Everything's pretty quick. I will say I struggled with it because it felt so much like Nier, but the dodge and the magic ability, the dodge and the magic buttons are swapped On Nier, dodge was R2 and magic was R1. On this one, dodge is R1 and magic is R2. And it felt so much Nier that I was screwing up all the time because I'd be wanting to dodge and I'd just bring up my magic wheel and take the hit. Or I'd want to do magic and I'd end up dodging and I'd be in a bad position. So I'm wondering if I can swap those two buttons because, yeah, it feel like playing it, it felt like a Nier game. But the story, the music, all that, very Final Fantasy. So if you're the kind of person who enjoys Nier games, you're probably going to enjoy this game. If you're the kind of person who enjoys Final Fantasy games for their story, you're probably going to enjoy this game. But if you're the kind of person who enjoys Final Fantasy for the gameplay, it takes some getting used to. But I will also say that playing the demo, what we saw in earlier, kind of what they had shown off with the graphics and stuff, and then playing the demo, it is a notch up. So it has improved the visuals a bit.
All right, Antoine, your turn. As he said, he's not going to buy a PS5 just for this. And for me, a game is equal part gameplay and story, right? If the gameplay is fantastic, but the story is crap, I can't forgive the game. If the story is fantastic and the gameplay is crap, I give him a pass. I may force myself. I really hated FF15 gameplay. And yet, for the first part of the game until the Venice-type city, I did enjoy myself and I liked it. Just the second party was so rushed that the story went down so bad that I ended up not liking it. But I could adapt myself to the gameplay if the story is worth it. I'm going to wait for reviews because I don't... My take on 15, I'm not going to go back to it. Yeah, that looks like something I'm going to watch on stream, basically.
Yeah, the gameplay is good. It's just, it's... Like I said, it feels like Nier. So if you enjoyed Nier-style gameplay or Devil May Cry, then you would probably enjoy this.
And you mentioned music. I saw actually earlier that the pre-orders of the music is on Amazon right now, that you can buy the actual physical CD or Blu-ray or whatever end of July, but you can pre-order now, and it's going to go apparently quite fast. I don't know the lad. I saw his name. But I don't know. Apparently, he's a legendary composer with great RPG music. I haven't heard any music on FF16, but I'm the kind of guy, if I hear some really great music, I want to play the game, like typically Persona 5. I was really in love with the music of Persona, that's why I wanted to play the game. Same on the Metal Gear Revengeance. I heard the music and I was need to play the game because of this. I don't know, I didn't hear the music for this.
Most of the music for this so far has actually been...
pretty good, yeah.
It's been mostly older Final Fantasy music. You get like the crystal theme and that sort of thing. So it's just adaptations of older music. Oh, but the kind of stuff that's been a staple, not like specific from any series yet.
Okay.
So I'll have to get further into it before I start getting into its original stuff, yeah.
In any case, I'm not going to buy a PS5 just for this one.
I guess I have a question. Like, thinking about the general Final Fantasy audience, Adam and Antoinus, given what you've experienced, Adam, do you think this is going to affect... I don't think it's going to affect sales, right? Because this is one of those properties that when it's coming out, people are going to buy it no matter what. But do you think this is going to affect perhaps the reviews or perception from the Final Fantasy audience?
I think it will, but I think it's one of those things where it's the same with Armored Core. Like, I'm a really old school Armored Core fan, and when I look at these changes, I'm kind of like, I wanted, look at it because I like the old games. I haven't had a game like that in a long time. I want that older experience, but they've updated it with some, I guess you would call them, quality of life improvements that kind of accommodate newer players who have become accustomed to things like hard locking. And I think in Final Fantasy, it's that sort of thing where it's evolving. And for people that are really old school fans, they're kind of like, but it is making these changes to accommodate for younger and newer audiences. So I think it will review well because of that, because it is appealing to a newer audience rather than remaining niche to an older audience. So I think that'll positively reflect in review, especially because a lot of reviewers are younger people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. The older audience of... Tell me what you think. When you say fan, you have three types. Very old audience, 1 to 6. Then our age, 7 to 12, which were... there was not much evolution in terms of gameplay. Little touch by little touch, and it was... And after came 10-2, and all the 13, which was completely new experience. I don't know, but you think the 13s were different. The 15 was very different. I feel like they're really trying, every Final Fantasy now, they're really trying something new. like not just a little, they're very new each time. So you can't say now that there's some hardcore Final Fantasy, you know, fan, because they disappeared after 12, I think. Are you expecting something like 12? It's not going to happen. Just look at FF7 remakes. It's great, but it's completely different in terms of gameplay. So
yeah,
you have to either adapt with them or just don't play.
Yeah, I've seen them say because of when it became Square Enix, Square had Final Fantasy, Enix had Dragon Quest, and so Dragon Quest has, so they said, why have two series that do the same thing with turn-based combat and all that? Why don't we have one series that sticks to its roots and have the other one be a little more experimental? Final Fantasy has become the experimental series, whereas Dragon Quest is the stick-to-its-roots series.
But Dragon Quest is not really famous in the Western part of the world.
Not as much.
All right, gents, with 2 minutes left, Adam, I know you wanted to mention something about streaming.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, so it's Dragon Boat, and that means we have off for vacation, and my wife is going to be on a show on Friday. So Friday is the day that I normally stream. So with my wife out of the way, I'm going to forego my normal gaming stream like I normally do with, say, Deceased or whatever. And instead, I'm going to be doing a longer stream making this. It is the NASA Apollo Saturn V. It's about 3 feet tall. So I'm going to be doing this on stream. I don't know how long it's going to take me, but I'll do it hopefully from start to finish. So it might be a long stream this Friday.
Where did you get that from?
From my parents. They sent it for Christmas and have been sitting on it waiting for an opportunity to build it.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's the Lego Saturn V rocket. Huge.
It's going to take a good 6-7 hours.
It might. So I'm gonna start it on Friday. I'm going to try to make my normal time, but I'm going to have to set up all the cameras and stuff. So I might be a little bit late, but I'm going to try to make it at my normal time. And yeah, I'm going to have to figure out what to do about lunch because I might have to skip it. But yeah, I'm going to be doing that this Friday. So I wanted to let everybody know, so they can drop in and say hi.
Would you put it your background after that? Yeah.
Will it fit in the background? I don't think so.
Part of it will.
All right, middle-aged gamers, that's something for you guys to keep an eye out for, maybe something to promote. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Everyone use more gaming, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week again.
Bye-bye.
Catch you later.